Your name is Philip, eh?
My name is Philip. I'm a refugee from Loikaw in Kaya State. After the military coup, many young activists came out onto the street to protest. But the military did not care. They cracked down on the protests, causing many people to want to leave. I had to leave Kaya State in September 2021 because I was helping injured protesters and had become too well known to the military. A few of my colleagues had been arrested and I began to feel unsafe. The military went to some of the people I had helped and wanted to know my name and where I lived. I feared for my family's safety, so I decided to leave. When we arrived in Mon State, they passed a new law forcing people to report and register any guests or visitors. We were easily identifiable as strangers, as we looked different to the local people. So we continued on to Miawadi, then Lake Ekor, but we faced the same problem. We had no choice but to cross the border into Thailand. I wrote to the UNHCR in December 2021 and had an interview with them a few months later, but I heard nothing more. So I applied to Australia for refugee status, but I was rejected. That affected me a lot mentally. I have a wife and child, but life is so uncertain. I don't know if or when the Thai authorities will arrest and deport me. I've sent letters to many embassies, including the US, Canada and Norway. All of them tell me the same thing, that I need to have a UN registration number from the UNHCR, otherwise they can't help me. In Mesot, on the border, I was arrested by the Thai police. I tried to call the UNHCR emergency number several times, but there was no response. In the end, I had to pay a bribe to stop them from deporting me. I was very lucky. I worry as my parents and family members are still in Myanmar. So I tried to keep a low profile while continuing to support the freedom fighters. It's important not to draw too much attention from the military. I send food and medical supplies from Thailand. I try to help all civilians in Kaya State, regardless of which group they belong to. We're all human beings. Inside Myanmar, the revolution is taking longer, and it's not easy to raise funds. I'm a singer and I plan to upload some of my songs to YouTube. Once I get more than 1 million views, YouTube will pay me, and I will donate the money to the cause.